This is a duplicate tape of Mr. Alfred Lee's interview from an original 90 minutes tape to a 60 minute tape. Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Alfred Lee on January 16, 1980 by Beverly Chen. Tape 1.
Dr. Lee, where were your parents from?
My parents are both from here. Dad was born in San Francisco, and mother was born in Northern California in a little place called Happy Camp, which is near the Oregon border.
And were your parents' family originally from, do you know which part of Canton? Or?
Well, they're both from the southern part of Canton.
Did you speak Samyup or Siyup?
Siyup.
Siyup?
Siyup, yes.
And your mother was born when?
1891.
1891, yeah.
And Dad, I don't know for sure because the records, he used the lunar calendar, and then after the fire in San Francisco when he was still up there, he lost most of the records.
The fire in 1906?
1906, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when were you born?
I was born in 1910 here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. And how many children did your parents have?
There was two of us, my brother and myself. But brothers passed on in 1961.
Mm-hmm. And what did your father do in San Francisco?
Well, he did a little of everything at first as a youngster, cooked and everything else, but he tried to become a dental technician. He took that up. A fellow by the name, a doctor by the name of Alfred E. Blake, which I later took my name from, was instrumental in giving Dad a start in dentistry.
Instrumental in what way?
Well, teaching him the odds and ends things, because with the education he had, and when you have to learn, why then, in fact, at that time in life, everything was done, a lot of it was done by apprenticeship, not necessarily by schooling.
Mm-hmm. How much formal education did your father have?
Well, I don't know about the formal education of it, but I know that he was able to do enough dentistry and technical work and other things that he learned that we could survive as a family.
Were most of his patients Chinese or non-Chinese?
Well, at the beginning, well, they were both. Probably mostly Chinese, though, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. And so, where did you go to school?
Well, I went to school, all my formal education was all here in Los Angeles. Grammar school was at 16th Street. Intermediate school was Sentus Junior High. The high school education was Los Angeles High. And my college training was at USC.
And when did you get your degree in dentistry?
In 1932.
Mm-hmm. Were there many other Chinese people studying dentistry at USC at that time?
At the time I went to USC and taking dentistry, no. There was about four or five other kids that all from Hawaii. So, well, one was claimed to be Chinese, one was claimed to be part Japanese, or two was Japanese, and two others or three others were have Hawaiian descent. Pretend that they were Hawaiians.
And so after you graduated in 32, did you begin practicing dentistry?
No, I practiced in 33.
So you've been practicing dentistry from 33 up till now?
Up until now.
Mm-hmm. And when did you marry?
I think it was in 36. I'm not quite sure, but I think it was 36. I don't have that.
And you married Holly?
Rose Leung.
Holly Rose Leung.
Yes, but according to our Chinese way, it's Tom, because her father was, because of the surname, was put first as far as our Oriental people said, but the English people put their surname last. So since his name was Tom Leung, why then they used Leung as their family name.
Mm-hmm. Did your wife have a career or a profession?
No.
And how many children did you have?
We have four.
Four. And what do they do?
Well, my oldest girl is a school teacher. She's a science teacher at Venice. Our son is a mathematician, math teacher in Montebello. My third daughter is married now and living up in Fort Bragg. And our youngest daughter is possibly, well, she's getting her master's degree now at UCLA. And she may, I don't know sure what her future is going to be because she's got several opportunities. So her latest news now, she's got an interview with the Phillip Oil Company in Bartsville, Oklahoma. But I don't know what's going to come out of it. And she also has a possibility to work for Disney. Disneyland or Disney Studios on some project there.
So who's living here with you now? Your wife and your mother?
My wife, mother, and son. Because mother is where we don't like to leave her at home at night. So it's better that she live with us here for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
Until we decide, because she lost her sister about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So she's staying with us now.
At home with your parents, did you speak Chinese?
Both.
Both?
Yes.
And how about with your children? Did you speak Chinese
no,
to them?
Very little. You'll find that I feel that as the Chinese people, first of all, I think that when you come to a country like the United States, your basic language should be English. So in order to, for your kids or for other, in the past, for us to have a better opportunity, you have to speak English and you have to enunciate clearly so people could understand you. So consequently, you encourage your children to speak English. And as time has changed, why, the Oriental kid, the ethnic group, had better chances, but he had to be sure his English and his grammar was proper. So consequently, we didn't lean so much to the Oriental language as you did to the English. Today, with the world of communication being so close, so much closer, I think that it's better that we do learn different languages from different people.
Did your mother speak to, her grandchildren in Chinese or in English?
A little bit of everything.
Well, she could speak both, but I wouldn't say predominantly one or the other. From your own experience, you know that yourself. You spoke maybe half English, half Chinese. In fact, I used to laugh at my own wife when I was going over to see her all the time. She would speak to her mother in English, and the mother would answer in Chinese, and the mother would question her in Chinese, and she would answer her mother in English. So it was a case they both understood everything, but couldn't express themselves. So they spoke in the language that was easier for them to speak convey their thoughts in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those type of things.
Mm-hmm. In your parents' family, did they use yak choy?
Yes.
Know, Chinese herbal medicine.
Yes. Well, especially my wife's family. He was a herb doctor, herbalist.
Mm-hmm.
But I have again. I didn't know what this conversation was going to lend to. I would have some books and things, documentaries, and show you, which would be more convincing. But
I'd like to see those.
Well, I could get those and get it if you can come again another time.
Sure.
And show you some of those things. I did have some of the things, and that's what I was pointing to you around like this. If you asked me what my children did, my two oldest children are school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a routine thing of everyday life. But we were very fortunate in that our two youngest ones, that is Virginia, the one that's married and up north now, and Sherilyn is the baby that's getting her master's degree. But if you can see, our girl was in Disneyland. She was one of the musketeers.
Oh, really?
Did you see how far back we're going?
When was that?
If you ask me a question about musketeers, I don't remember when the musketeers...
How old were your children when they were working?
Virginia was about 8 or 9, I think, possibly 10, I don't remember. See this one up in the top here? What year does that say on there, does it say?
1957.
Well, all right, then it was in 57, 56. See, that's Virginia with the fan next to the box that opened up there.
Mm-hmm.
She's holding the fan, and there's her two Japanese partners. Now, this is her three girls that made the triumvirate here. This is the three of them together.
Were they given a name of some kind? Or
no, they're just, in fact, they're all married now, all of their mothers. Now this one here you're talking about, and this one here is, I don't remember what year that, you see they were dancing with,
1058 years.
Yeah, but that was when they were with Dinah Shore Show.
Oh, they're called the Lee Sisters.
Yeah, our kids were.
So that's Virginia and...
Sherilyn.
Sherilyn.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit more about their involvement in...
Yes. Well, they worked for quite a bit in Virginia. In fact, she was involved in a lot of movies and things until she got married in 1968. She tried out. She was the first, one of the first Miss Chinatowns in Los Angeles. And then shortly after that, she was going to do something else. No, she said she was going to give up everything. And she's going to get married and settle down.
How did they get started in Disneyland?
Well, all these things. Let's see. That's why this bothers me talking because you're just going to use part of it. You see when they started to see this one here, when they started to reorganize the musketeers. You see, of all pictures they picked, they had picked one of this is from San Francisco, and they picked the one that Virginia happened to be in when they reorganized and talking about casting new ears to get new groups. Because the old Disneyland, like everything else, we all go older and we die off.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids that were originally musketeers were too old to be musketeers then. But anyway, that's what happened there. But no, we worked quite a bit, and that's why I started quite this behind me. I can go over all these different pictures and show you, like, for instance, this one here with Gene Kelly.
Yes. What was that? Was that a movie?
No, it's a TV show. And
was that the Gene Kelly show?
Gene Kelly special. But this again, don't ask me what year because I don't remember. And then. There's my oldest girl, that's Clark Gable there, so you know it's got to be quite a while back. See the one with the red frame on it?
Mm-hmm.
This one's crying here, that's Priscilla, and the other one I don't know, it's another little boy. But that's Gene, what's it called? And you see over here the flower drum song the kids are. There's Dinah Shore with the two kids on her show. This one is right there.
They were in the flower drum song too?
Yes, they're there in the flower drum.
What role?
The kid scene.
They
played the kid scene with the. I don't know what they were supposed to role, but there's a friend of this boy here who's the son of the old man in the flower drum song. Then there was Art Linkletter. Then there was Tommy Smothers. When I was talking to you earlier about how the Chinese came over, if you saw the Hawaiians, there's that Philip, not Philip Bond, we're talking about that American fellow now. Anyway, he played the son of Charlton Heston. This is the son of Charlton Heston. That's supposed to fall in love with a Chinese girl, and she was the daughter of those pictures. They named five sons, the first one, and he named the son after China, C-H-I-N-A. He had five sons, he was going to make, you know, make China, so to speak. He's naming his children after that. So, as far as that's concerned, we have quite a, we got involved in that.
Did your children work through agents, or?
Yes. Bessie Lou was her agent.
Bessie Lou,
as you call in your Chinese, I hear from my wife now. Bessie Lou is one of the women they honored, because she was the first, one of the few Chinese women that came out, you know, and went into the business world and so forth.
Well, so how long did your children work in the movie? How long did your children work in the movie business?
Maybe 10, 15 years.
10, 15 years.
Oh, yeah, but they still worked as far as that, because Sharon, that's why I just got through telling you. You took that picture out, Art?
What picture?
See between the two caricatures there on the wall? See the girl studying the sun with a sequin there? That's Sharon from Chorus Line. Now, Chorus Line.
She's still working in that.
Yeah, that's true. She quit now because she came back to go to school. But Chorus Line is still running yet. So it's been, as you see, she took 3-4 years, well, more than that. She's been out about 10, 15 years there. When she went to Berkeley, she went to Berkeley, she didn't work in pictures anymore. From Berkeley, she went to England. And then she came back here and finished up Berkeley and then came back here and left Chorus Line. So she was been away from the whatchacallit for about 6-7 years at least before she went back to the stage. And right now, I tell you, as soon as she get her master's, she quit Chorus Line to get her master's because she'd already finished everything but writing her thesis. And then when she write her thesis, then you have to get that submitted and get it typed and everything else. So whether she'll go back on the stage or not, I don't know. And Virginia, in the meantime, had two children, and she'd work on and off, when they could use her, or when they needed her, or they called her. But right now, she's also got a little dance school of her own now.
So when were your children born? Roughly, that I can get.
Well, you can give her that detail. You always keep.
What? When were the children
when
born?
When were the children born, and when, and where, and how? You tell her that.
Priscilla was born in November 10th, 1940. That's my oldest.
1940.
And then Warren was born September 21st. 1944, right?
I don't know, I don't remember.
You can't remember.
Well, so their involvement in the movie industry was after the war.
Oh, yeah, it had to be.
Right.
And then my Virginia, I think she was born in 1946. October 1946. And then Sharon was born in 1953, I think. To hers was, she's 25 years old now. So that must be, June 13th, 1953. Well, that's about it. I've forgotten. It's so darn long. Yeah, and then they started showbiz when the little Virginia started when she was
8 years old.
7 or 8 years old. And my youngest one, Sherilyn, she started when she was 3 years old. And they were working, you know.
Did Bessie Lou
was their agent.
Come and find them, or did you know Bessie? And
well, no, Bessie was looking for somebody. She, you know, had an interview. And she was looking for a certain type, and then Sherilyn was taking dancing, and she was always watching Virginia, and that's how she got started.
Mm-hmm.
And they've both been working ever since. The little one's been working. The guests are one every month, you know, because there weren't too many Oriental kids that were able to do all that, to remember lines and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoy it. They did everything, stage, what else, movie, TV, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you already interview all your stuff?
No, we're just talking. She's taping it now.
Oh, yeah,
taping,
I know that.
Everything's being taped. But we're just talking.
He was just showing the pictures of his children.
Oh yeah, well they enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
They did nightclub. They were in Vegas too.
Mm-hmm.
1960 it was.
Mm-hmm.
For 19 weeks, they went 3 different years.
Mm-hmm.
They performed at New Frontier Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little hat. Very good.
I read in this book here that before the war about 1 in 14 Chinese people in Los Angeles worked in movies. You know, even if it's just small parts.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was a good
earth
and all
that. Extras and a lot of things.
Yeah, but
do you think that's an accurate calculation, 1 in 14? Or?
Well, I think there was more Chinese people than that, because I can tell you a funny incident. I had our office right near where they were employing most of the Chinese extras. So we had a pretty good, and as far as I know, there was a lot more than the number of people that actually worked, although you don't see everybody, you know. It's one of those things that when you're talking about a whole community, maybe 10,000 people or 5,000 people, how do you know, can you see 1/4 of them or 1/10 of them would be about 100 to 200-300 people.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a lot of people coming in and getting employment. But you see, they used to have to work through a fellow named Tom Gubbins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether they were his agent or something, I don't know. In fact, that's where Bessie finally became a talent agent, because she more or less took over after Tom Gubbins retired. Her and her husband and Eddie Lee then became talent people for an agent for Oriental actors and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another side of, if you want to look for the Oriental people involved in show business,
you should contact Bessie Lou.
Bessie
yes.
Lou
she's
or,
the one.
Or Guy Lee.
Guy Lee?
Yes,
yeah, Guy Lee is her assistant now.
But that's for the movie side.
He does all
Bessie
the
and,
talent.
Eddie Lee, we have to be another Eddie Lee. Eddie Lee and
he's retired now.
Yeah,
that's a long
Austin.
Time.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
good to see him.
Oh, you
yeah.
did? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's an old timer.
Mm-hmm.
His family and our family used to be very good friends. Because
mm-hmm.
he's a V2, you know. Mm-hmm. He's the plumber.
Same plumber.
Are you doing this for your thesis or what?
No.
No, she's research.